The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
As another week slips away in the history of this once great republic, I am privileged to sit in for John Stadtmuller this evening. This is Jeff Bennett of the National Intel Report. John is out on a little bit of personal time today, which we all need upon occasion. But I've got a pretty full 3 hours ahead for you tonight, covering a wide range of issues, kind of a week in review. In addition to, I think, some very interesting news-related stories that have come about that will certainly affect us all if these things are to come to pass. We hear that the U.S. government is prepared to set up an Internet Ministry of Truth, somewhat as a Pravda-style communist government-run media. We'll be talking about that a little bit this evening. In addition to that, as I mentioned, a week in review, some commentary by Jim Rogers, the only financial discussion I will share with anybody for the next 3 hours. Jim Rogers says the U.S. is nearing even a worse financial crisis than that which we experienced several years ago, possibly even greater than that of the Great Depression. The week in review digest is filled with commentary, thoughts, a number of other things that we want to talk about. We will, in the next hour, the second hour of the National Intel Report, be talking about one of my old nemeses, cancer. For many of you, it is a presentation you have never heard. You know little about my history and my background in that field, and I will share with you some of that tonight. Coming up in the third hour, you do not want to miss it. We're going to pay a visit, or have a visit, from the outlaw, Josie Wales. I hope you'll spend the time with us tonight. You're going to find it interesting. There's a 99% chance we will not be opening up phone lines for callers tonight. It's not that I'm afraid of taking them, but I find far too many callers are disruptive. They want to talk about things that are completely not germane to the subject being discussed. I don't have time for it. Always glad to hear from you folks. Anyone's got comments throughout the course of the program, you can certainly email them to me. I do watch the email while I'm on the air. You may email me at gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. That's where you'll find me. And I guess it's one of the best ways to get a hold of me while I'm on the air. I think then those of you who've listened to me know that I do pay attention, and I will comment back on the air regarding that which we've received. Let's go to a break. When we come back, it's going to be time to get to work.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, my friends. And it's not John Stadtmiller tonight. Jeff Bennett sitting in for the next couple of hours. The thought was to see if Robbie wanted to hold over and join me for an hour. But frankly, he's worn. First week back, he's been busy. A lot of stuff going on, and I'm sure he's got adult beverages to get to, and I've got much to cover. What is it about politics in this country that we can't seem to get rid of certain dynasties? We can't seem to get rid of the Bushes. There is still discussion and consideration that in years to come, we may be facing Jeb Bush as a possible candidate for higher office. We seem to be once again facing all Clintons all the time. In yesterday's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz, I announced the fact that, according to Reuters, Hillary Clinton has thrown her name in the ring to become the president of the World Bank. Of course, her people have denied it. But Reuters is probably more on target than much of the rest. And so if we don't have enough of one Clinton, another one comes back to the fold, and I'm not talking about the daughter. Sounds kind of like an innocent idea, one rooted in fairness, if it were, wrapped in good intentions, something called an Internet Ministry of Truth. Maybe run by the federal government of the United Nations, all, of course, to protect against misinformation and rumors that find their way to the information superhighway. That as if ABC, NBC, etc. don't put out, you know, misinformation and rumors. But in our case, such an agency would have to be an independent federal agency that no president could countermand or anything else, because people wouldn't think you were just censoring the news or giving a different falsehood out. No, those are not the words from Russia's Vladimir Putin or Chinese President Hu Jintao making that absurd suggestion. No, that one came from Hillary's husband, Bill, the former president, the man who lied to the American public about his affair with Monica Lewinsky. Such an agency would have been in existence during Clinton's tenure. You have to think he would have been convicted during his impeachment trial in the Senate for sure. A truth ministry might operate something like the BBC or maybe like National Public Radio. No bias there, of course. That according to Bill Clinton. And according to him, its scope would be narrowly defined, not to express opinions, and to identify relevant factual errors. Of course, Clinton doesn't, you know, he does not go on to say who gets to define what a factual error is, but we presume it would be the commies who run the agency. Clinton's call for this new federal agency comes on the heels of similar rantings by a man named Cass Sunstein, the Obama administration's so-called info czar, who all websites should be forced to link to opposing viewpoints or contain pop-ups filled with government information. I got to tell you, our boy George Orwell's got to be laughing in his grave, and our founding fathers must be rolling over in theirs. No doubt part of Clinton's angst about the Internet is the fact that it was an early Internet entrepreneur, one Matt Drudge, who broke the story about the blue dress after Newsweek refused to run it. Clinton's suggestion that Congress move to regulate the Internet builds on that same common theme shared amongst other members of our legislative branch, as well as the Federal Communications Commission. In April, House Republicans led the effort in passing legislation aimed at preventing the FCC from imposing so-called net neutrality regulations on the World Wide Web that opposing lawmakers said would give the agency immense censorship power. The FCC power grab, according to Representative Greg Walden, a Republican from Oregon, would allow it to regulate any interstate communication service on barely more than a whim and without any additional input from Congress. The call to regulate the Internet is no different than other calls to limit free speech, such as the establishment of protest zones on college campuses, public streets, and other venues, such as political conventions. When the fairness angle hasn't polled well, other lawmakers have resorted to calling for Internet regulation based on what they call national security concerns. That's the one they always run back to. You have to remember, my friends, that it was Thomas Jefferson, the father of the U.S. Constitution, third president of the United States, who once said, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." Clinton's call for a dictatorial info suppression agency with support from some U.S. lawmakers and the federal agency charged with guarding free speech means that Americans had better keep their heads in the game if they want to continue to experience the freedom the Internet has helped to guarantee. It's interesting that I share that. I received an email just a short while ago from, let's say, Granny Number One. We now have Granny Number One and Granny Number Two, the Granny Brigade, as you, hello, Mike. Oh, my goodness, where is this? Granny, that's not the one. Tennessee law, get this, today, Tennessee law nullifies First Amendment right of free speech. That's right. The state of Tennessee just passed a law that criminalizes free speech if an image posted online causes emotional distress to someone. Oh, my God. Emotional distress. How about this? Violations could get you nearly a year in jail or up to $2,500 in fines. Well, my goodness, people, this is an absolute joke. I mean, if you think this law sounds unconstitutional, you're right. The Tennessee law is a gross violation of First Amendment free speech right. I mean, what is going to be offensive or cause emotional distress to one person is not going to cause it to another. It's unbelievable. Oh, this is, yeah, I'd heard that. Jeb Bush, married to former Mexico Presidente Celente Fox's daughter. Yeah, isn't that exciting? This goes to show you the political incest. I don't know. Free speech, that's something they're definitely trying to shut down. You know, we discussed a little bit earlier in here this business about the FCC. We're going to be talking a bit about that a little later in tonight's program during our weekly headline catch-up. You know, what happened during the week? We'll take a look at the digest for the week. Sometimes to put it all in that kind of a perspective is well worth it. In my only, no, I can't say my only, but, oh, by the way, don't forget, third hour tonight, Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Josie Wales is coming. Jim Rogers says that the U.S. is nearing an even worse financial crisis than 2008. The debts that are in this country are skyrocketing, he said. In the last 3 years, the government has spent staggering amounts of money and the Federal Reserve has taken on staggering amounts of debt. And when the problems arise next time, what are they going to do? They can't quadruple the debt again. They cannot print that much more money. It's going to be worse the next time around. Now, Rogers believes the government won't shut down in August if agreement isn't reached on raising the debt ceiling, but did say that draconian cuts are needed in taxes and spending, especially military spending. He says, we've got troops in 150 countries around the world. They ain't doing us any good. They're making enemies. They're costing us a fortune. Now, it's not that the individual troops are causing the enemies. It's the congressional leaders in Washington that are creating the enemies by their approach to militaristic superiority around the world. Rogers says he's not long anything in the U.S. He's short on American tech stocks. He owns Chinese stocks as well as commodities and would love the world price of silver and gold to come down so he could pick up the phone and buy some more. By the way, the metals were down somewhat today. I don't know where they wound up, and I don't really care right now. Rogers says he owns Chinese stocks, currencies, and commodities, adding that the Chinese yuan will be a safer currency than the dollar. It's simple. U.S. is the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. The debts are going through the roof. Would you keep lending money to somebody who's spending money and not doing anything about it? No, you wouldn't. Look, you, the average listener out, if your brother-in-law came to you today and said, look, I'm in a little bit of a problem, and your sister and I are going to have a tough time paying the taxes this month. Can you loan us $3,000? We'll have it back to you in a month. Of course, you love your sister. You go ahead and loan the money. A month goes by. Well, you know, we had a little problem with my job, and I was off sick for a few days, and you know, the excuses begin. And 3 months later, you still don't have the money, but he comes back to you again. Well, you're still feeling bad, and you can afford it. You go ahead and loan your brother-in-law and the sister the money, and a few months later, he still hasn't come back. What are you going to do, loan him a third time, a fourth time? You're already on a losing proposition here. You ain't going to get it, Jack. When we come back, we'll conclude Mr. Rogers' statements and commentary. Stay with us. We must take
Have you heard? Proactive. Viv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Back on this Friday, end of a long week. My thanks goes out to a dear friend, a client, Elaine. Thank you so much. Great to hear from you. And we do pay attention to emails here. And to my good friend Mike, I actually knew that about Fox. As far as Castro is concerned, who cares? The nose and the ears, give it away. But beyond that, I really don't care. Anyway. Welcome back to National Intel Report. Jeff Bennett's filling in for John tonight, who's away on some personal R&R time tonight. And why not? Everybody deserves it. Going back to Jim Rogers' commentary about the economics in this nation, his dire concerns for its direction. As he said, the U.S. is the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. Debts are going through the roof. Would you keep lending money to someone who's spending money and not doing anything about it? The answer, of course, in our story about the brother-in-law and your sister, no, you wouldn't. The pound sterling lost 90% of its value when it was no longer the world's reserve currency. And the dollar will, too. But then I guess it already has. In keeping with Roger's philosophy, he says he owns the U.S. dollar, but he's waiting for a rally. If it doesn't happen, I'm going to have to sell and take my losses. He called Bernanke a disaster who's never been right about anything since he's been in Washington. He says, I hope he doesn't come back with QE3, but that's all he knows. The only thing he knows is to print money. And Bernanke told us when he ascended to the throne, vacated by Greenspan, that that's what he would do. Rogers predicts that after the Fed ends its quantitative easing program known as QE2 this month, it may come back under another name. They're going to bring it back because Bernanke will be terrified and Washington will be terrified. There's an election coming next year. Washington's going to print more money. Having said all that, my friends, you know what to do. You continue to pay attention to RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. You continue to pay attention to Eagles Up. You continue to pay attention to Robbie Noel's website. We'll keep you rolling. We'll keep the information coming at you. Now, let's move on. Americans, I think very much like Jim Rogers, are fed up with this economy as we head into Recovery Summer 2.0. Unemployment is edged back above 9.1%. Consumer confidence is, well, it's shaky at best. To most, it seems as if we've been running on a treadmill since the fall of 08, maybe before. That's when economic calamity first provided leftists the opportunity to pass a series of bailouts and massive government giveaways, which in turn set a new federal spending floor and laid the foundation for the current budget crisis. Yes, George W. Bush was still in the White House at that time, but all he did was establish the groundwork. Barack Obama's gone nuts. Last Friday, he addressed the nation to calm worries about the economy. May's job numbers, for example, represented, according to Obama, merely a bump on the road to recovery. His chief economic advisor, Austin Goolsbee, likewise sought to assuage fears when he said, don't bank too much of any one month's jobs report. You want to look at a little bit of a trend to get a more accurate barometer. He added, there's always bumps on the road to recovery, but the overall trajectory of the economy has improved dramatically over the past 2 years. That was Friday. On Sunday, he made all the talk shows on the mainstream networks. By Monday, after only 8 months on the job, Goolsbee announced his resignation, ostensibly to protect his tenure at the University of Chicago. Yeah, right. Public denial notwithstanding, the economic picture ain't even close to what they promised us in the wake of the $830 billion stimulus and other Keynesian spending gimmicks. Amazingly, Goolsbee's predecessor, Christina Romer, took the opportunity to call for even more government intervention. She said the May employment report is further evidence that the U.S. economy needs additional help. Yeah, well, that would be the same as the same Christina Romer who predicted that the stimulus would keep unemployment below 8%. When that didn't work, she too returned to academia at the University of California, Berkeley, no less. Maybe it's time Obama got some economic advice from someone outside the ivory tower. In fact, maybe it's time Obama got some economic advice, period. According to The Hill, at some point during the first 2 years of his administration, Obama stopped receiving the daily economic briefing that he had requested when he took office. Then White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said at the time, the president asked that this be added every day to his schedule. He believed it was important that each day he received the most up-to-date information as it relates to the economy. Oh, surely there's still time for an economic briefing while he's searching for his ball out on the golf course. Stick around. Because the time it takes for an unemployed person to find a job is nearly 40 weeks, my friends. That's well over 3 years. When we come back, we'll talk about it further.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Speaking tonight about, kind of just the week in review type thing, and specifically at this juncture, talking about how, you know, there may still be time for an economic briefing while the resident at 1600 Pennsylvania's Avenue is out on the, near the ball washer and the golf course. It is taking my friends now almost 40 weeks for an unemployed person to find a job. The question then, of course, becomes what kind of a job do they find? Now, let me give you a comparison. Between the year 2000 and 2008, half of job seekers could find work within 5 weeks. And as the Wall Street Journal reported, at this stage in the Reagan expansion, after a comparably deep 1981-82 recession, the economy was growing by 7% a year and the jobless rate was plunging. This time the economy is growing by less than 2%. We still have 6.8 million fewer jobs than when the recession began in late 2007. But not to worry, as Joe Biden assured us last year, no doubt we're moving in the right direction. You know, I think of these kind of idiotic quotes. I mean, you know, here's Obama must not have had his teleprompters working that day. And he says, we don't yet know what happened in terms of this particular blip. Responding to a question about last week's dismal job report. We have a note for the Republic National Committee or anyone else that might care to use it and listen. Obama just gave you some great ad copy. We don't know? Think about it. Hope and change. Remember those days? Promise and hope and change. The controversy, the continued controversy over Obamacare waivers became more complex this week when it was revealed that the law does not grant the Department of Health and Human Services authority to issue those waivers in the first place. Now, thus far, HHS has issued 1,372 waivers, granting certain companies and nonprofits an exemption from meeting Obamacare's employee insurance requirements for up to one full year. Now, companies have the option of renewing those waivers every year until 2014, when full compliance is expected nationwide. The waivers have drawn a considerable amount of negative attention because there is no publicly documented process for how recipients are determined. Not surprisingly, political cronyism, political favoritism, as it were, seems to play a large part. Recall that a whopping 20% of the Obamacare waivers granted in April of this year alone went to businesses and organizations in Nancy Pelosi's district. Is that coincidence or is it in fact cronyism? Testimony before the House Oversight Subcommittee on Healthcare revealed that in 21 separate sections of the Obamacare law, Congress grants explicit authority to Health and Human Services to perform certain functions, but the waiver provision clearly is not among them. Members of Congress have called upon HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius to make public the process for granting waivers, but she has not yet responded to the request. May not matter, though, since a recent poll by McKinsey Quarterly reports that 30% of U.S. employers plan to drop their health insurance plans once Obamacare is fully implemented. Of course, that comes as a little surprise, but the White House was quick to counter the report with other polls that seemingly backed up Obama's claim that people would be able to keep their current coverage. White House hasn't been accurate or even truthful about Obamacare so far. What would make us believe that they're beginning to do so now? House passed an interesting resolution this week, expressing disapproval with the Obama administration for failing to secure congressional authorization for military action in Libya. The vote was 268 to 145, with 45 Democrats joining all but 10 Republicans. Resolution does nothing to actively alter the U.S. role in Libya, which is ongoing, but completely void of a stated objective. And so the House attached an amendment to the Homeland Security funding measure that would block funding to any remaining ACORN branches or groups that are looking to reconstitute themselves in advance of the 2012 election. Now, you remember, ACORN went bankrupt, but it's restructuring itself by changing the names of its various initiatives that led to widespread voter and housing fraud. Widespread voter fraud. But those things don't happen here in America. By the way, the measure passed 251 to 168. The broader bill passed 231 to 188. Now look, here's something you got to keep in mind. You only got about 6 months left to go. 6 more months to stock up on 100-watt light bulbs before the government ban goes into effect on January the 1st. Yep, boy, this is government protecting us at all costs. Now, these bulbs, which have been perfectly suitable for about a century, have been banned in favor of compact fluorescent lights, or CFLs, that provide less pleasing light and are poisonous when broken, but supposedly can save the average home $50 a year in electricity costs. Not only, my friends, is it less pleasing light, it's harsh on the eyes, and it's going to help the optometry business tremendously. It's not even healthy for your skin. Fluorescent lights alone turn your skin kind of an orangey-yellowish cast. Department of Energy, of course, made this Orwellian assertion that by outlawing the 100-watt bulb, they're actually providing consumers with lighting choices. Well, two questions remain regarding this nanny state action. First, if the CFL is so great, then why does the government have to force people to use them? And secondly, where are the Republicans in Congress who can put a stop to this ridiculous law? Oh, they must be out on the golf course washing Obama's balls. Interesting. Well, it's been another interesting week in politics. You remember back in 1994, the contract on America perpetrated by little Newty Gingrich? Thursday afternoon, that silver-haired, silver-tongued devil's presidential campaign imploded when, as political analyst and former Gingrich spokesman Rich Galen put it, more or less every staff member of the Gingrich for President campaign in D.C., Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, as well as the two senior staffers at Gingrich's headquarters in Georgia, had packed up and moved out. Gingrich's campaign had been in trouble from the start. First, there was the false start in March, the weak launch in May, the disaster on Meet the Press, in which Gingrich took on Paul Ryan's budget plan and drew the ire of conservatives everywhere. And then the former speaker was criticized for his exorbitant $500,000 line of credit at Tiffany's. Well, after all that, and just 2 weeks into his campaign, Gingrich decided it was time for a break, so he and his wife took a vacation. Luxury cruise to Greece. Now, that seemed to be the last straw for an awful lot of staff members. I mean, considering that Greece isn't deep doo-doo anyway. Come on, let's face it. Gingrich just wanted to get back to Washington so he could grease us. So Galen goes on to say the staff was made up of campaign professionals who wanted to run a professional campaign. Gingrich and his wife wanted a campaign where, when, and how they wanted. You know, kind of a different kind of campaign. The problem is, as he concluded, was that the Gingrich campaign was like an airliner with no wings, no engines, no landing gear. Different kind of an airliner, but it couldn't get off the ground. Gingrich, of course, vows to forge ahead, but his chances of success could be irreparably damaged. Good. Get another one out. And, of course, the biggest story of the week. The unfortunately surnamed Representative Anthony Weiner, a Democrat from New York, is now facing calls from fellow Democrats to resign after he admitted sending obscene photos and messages to several women. When the story first broke of a dirty picture showing up in Weiner's Twitter account, the congressman claimed that his account had been hacked, a serious issue for a sitting member of Congress. FBI wanted to investigate, forcing Weiner to first walk back his claim, then retract it altogether in what many in the media referred to as a bizarre press conference this last Monday. Oh, Weiner admitted to sending illicit texts to several women, and he apologized to Andrew Breitbart, the journalist who first broke the news and was accused by Weiner's office of manufacturing the story. Weiner included his wife, who incidentally is drop-dead gorgeous, but pregnant, included his family, supporters, in his apologies, but then stated unequivocally that he has no plans to resign since he doesn't believe he did anything illegal. Well, that remains to be seen. You see, if Weiner was using government resources on the people's time to engage in his perverted little hobby, then he may very well press charges or face charges. We do know he lied about it for several days. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who has called for an ethics investigation only because she's angry that she didn't get a tweet from Mr. Weiner with a, you know, copy of the member. But Pelosi's past record as a defender of even the most clearly guilty Democrats on her watch doesn't quite bode well for objectivity. Remember how Pelosi once railed against the Republican culture of corruption and repeatedly vowed to drain the swamp? But still, Democrats are not eager to keep Weiner around after his well-publicized shenanigans. Even if he manages to hold on to his job, his district may be taken, but from under him when the House seats are redrawn next year. New York will lose two seats. Weiner's politically shaky district could well be one of them. Why is it some politicians just can't tell the truth when their sins are discovered instead of opting for the old CIA ops maxim, admit nothing, deny everything, make counter-allegations? That's a rhetorical question, of course. The reason is the pathological narcissism disorder that attends most political personalities. But if they lie this big about small things, pun intended, how big do they lie about big things? To conclude our commentary on this particular issue, one has to go back in somewhat recent history to this particular quote. Sadly, the internet is the predator's venue of choice today. We need to update our strategies and our laws to stop these offenders who are a mere click away from our children. Quote by Representative Anthony Weiner in the year 2007. What a frickin' hypocrite. They all are. What is it about, you know, we all talk about Chicago politicians. We talk about Richard J. Daley and his punk son. We talk about that's where Obama and the Alinskys came from and the Marshalls and all these other people. Rahmat Emanuel, Ramesses III or IV, whatever you want to call him. But we neglect looking at New York. Come on, look what Spitzer did. And you got Weiner, and you've got so much filth going on up in New York. Charlie Rangel, they convoluted this whole thing where they had eight people running against him on his reelection campaign, knowing that it would dilute it and it would go to Rangel. And as soon as he gets reelected, he gets reprimanded for his suspect in criminal activity. It's sickening. Oh, come on. The Republicans ain't innocent either. You know, you remember the guy up in Idaho who went and sat down in the men's john and claimed he had a very wide stance where he was trying to play footsie with a guy on the other side of the booth? I mean, come on, people. These people are sick. They're all just a click away from our children. It's unreal. We talked a little bit about the new law in Tennessee. Enacting legislation that would ban what they call offensive images from being sent to another person. That, to me, is a joke. We've already covered it. Because what is offensive to one person is not inoffensive to, not offensive to someone else or vice versa. U.S. military continues to roll up the enemy and run up the jihadi body count. Late last week, the Predator missile strike leveled a terrorist compound in the Wana area of South Waziristan, Pakistan, near the Afghan border. Nine members of the Al-Qaeda-linked Harkut al-Jihad Islami, or Huji group, were reportedly killed. Among the now virgin-bound terrorists was Ilyas Kashmiri, whom U.S. officials have mentioned as a possible successor to the infamous seal-food boogeyman Osama bin Laden. Killing Kashmiri is another major victory for the U.S. military, which thought it had liquidated him previously with a drone strike until Kashmiri resurfaced to give an interview to a reporter. Looks like the second time might have been a charm. Or maybe it's the three strikes you're out. I'm not sure which. Well, enough of that nonsense. Oh, U.S. has stepped up their drone strikes on Al-Qaeda-linked targets in Yemen. I have not only a neighbor. My neighbor's son is now one of those drone pilots. Yeah, they sit in a room with a joystick, just like they were sitting at the computer playing a Pac-Man when they were kids. Now we know the real reason. Then the video games are a conspiracy of the U.S. military-industrial complex. Think about it. we talked about on life, liberty, and all that jazz yesterday. New immigration laws, a very tough law passed in Alabama. Alabama's governor on Thursday, that's yesterday, signed a tough new illegal immigration crackdown that contains provisions requiring public schools to determine students' immigration status and making it a crime to knowingly give an illegal immigrant a ride. That means if you stop at Home Depot to pick up somebody to come do some work in your yard, 9 chances out of 10, he's an illegal, and you should know that. And, boy, they could just watch you drive off and 2 blocks away pull you over, and bingo, you've just broken the law. The bill also allows police to arrest anyone suspected of being an illegal if they're stopped for any other reason. Alabama employers are also now required to use a federal system called E-Verify to determine if new workers are in the country legally. Republican Governor Robert Bentley called the law the toughest in the nation. Republicans in the state legislature crafted the bill in such a way that each part stands on its own should any other part be struck down in court. Oh, yes, it's going to be challenged. It's going to be challenged by the Southern Perverted Law Center. It's going to get challenged by the ACLU, American Civil Liberties, you know, group. The left media sought out its brethren in the leftist SPLC for comment. SPLC obliged, saying that the law clearly is unconstitutional as well as mean-spirited and racist. The reason they say that, of course, is that the primary source of illegal immigration are of Hispanic descent from Mexico and various Central American nations. Wow. We're going through this hour. We got a lot coming up. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be delving into this little thing called cancer. And on tonight, Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz, Josie's coming.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you. And I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
We're back for the final few minutes of the hour. Jeff Bennett sitting in proudly for John Statmiller tonight. Gives me an opportunity to move in a lot of different directions. Kind of doing some week in review type stuff, just general commentary about many of the things that came to the forefront this week. Income redistribution was one. What if hope and change are all we have, my friends? Turns out that the disasters that are the federally backed mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have the government on the hook for $317 billion, not the $130 billion claimed by the Obama administration via their accounting gimmicks. Given the steep decline in home values over the past 4 years, it's doubtful the value of the assets that have their loans guaranteed by the government will ever fill the hole created by spendthrift lending policies. You see, it's money Uncle Sam simply does not have and probably no longer can borrow, because many of those who've been willing to loan money to this country are bailing out. The words came out this week that a very large percentage of the Chinese investment in this country, they bailed out of it. They want nothing to do with it. They've had enough. What else we got? Whole piece here about the transatlantic pipeline. I wish I had time to do. This is powerful. Let's see if we can open up the second hour with it, if I have time. Some of the other stuff going on, Obama comes out making his auto bailouts the subject of his most recent weekly address, touting his administration's work and saving two of the big three automakers. And yet what we've found is that one of the most misleading collections of assertions we have seen in a short presidential speech, virtually every claim by Obama regarding the auto industry needed an asterisk, just like the fine print in that too-good-to-be-true car loan. Three Pinocchios for his lack of telling the truth. Pretty typical with him. Yes, the FCC, they have relented on the fairness doctrine. FCC Commission Chairman Julius Genachowski announced this week the FCC will strike from its books the so-called fairness doctrine, which regulated political speech on the airwaves. Don't know if that's good or bad, but, you know, the fairness doctrine's been on the books since 1949. Far from fairness, the result of that regulation was to stifle the very kind of talk that you tune into RBN to listen to. That's what they want to stop. That's what they want to shut up. The public wants it. They want to shut it down. Also this week, judicial benchmarks. No legal status, no problem. A dozen states are telling students that when it comes to getting in-state tuition at public colleges and universities, you can have it, baby. U.S. Supreme Court is getting in-state tuition, is apparently fine with all of this. Several states, California and others, you're in-state, you're going to pay full price, baby. You're going to pay whatever it is. Guess what happens? You're illegal, you get a discount. It's that simple. Finally, what do Joseph Stalin and Mao Zedong have in common? Well, besides being communist dictators who murdered millions of their own people, both men were excluded from the top five worst people of all time list that appeared in the yearbook of an Arkansas middle school. Who did make the list? Well, along with the predictable Adolf Hitler, Osama bin Laden, Charlie Manson, former President George W. Bush, and Vice President Dick Cheney, they were in the list. What the hell's going on here? No Joe Stalin? No Mao Zedong? Wow. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. I'm going out for a quick smoke break. We will be right back for the second hour of tonight's National Intel Report.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in